With the functions of the old Immigration and Naturalization Service now transferred to other agencies, human rights advocates are hoping for improvement in the handling of illegal alien children. Some 5,000 unaccompanied minors are detained every year. They may have fled war or persecution or been smuggled in by traffickers. But an Amnesty International report out today finds that their arrival here often means more trauma. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
A reserved young woman named Fantise says she fled an abusive arranged marriage in West Africa, landing last year at JFK Airport. Immigration officials took her to a small room and began asking questions.
On m'a dit que mon âge, j'ai dit j'ai 16 ans. En ce moment, j'avais 16 ans.
I told them I was 16, she says, but they said, no, you're too big. Fantise spent the night chained to a chair in the airport, then was taken to an adult prison in Pennsylvania. I was so afraid, she says. I found a girl from Haiti who spoke French, and when she told me she'd been there several years, I broke down crying. It was a month before prison staff helped Fantise find a lawyer. It then took 4 more months to get her out of the jail and into foster care. Amnesty International Executive Director Bill Schultz says that's too long for someone who's committed no crime. In a survey of more than 30 juvenile detention facilities, Amnesty International also reports widespread harsh treatment, including solitary confinement, shackles, and frequent strip searches.
We found in Idaho, for example, a detention center that is locking down children when they display poor table manners or poor sportsmanship or poor hygiene. When you find another facility, as we did in Berks County, that is punishing children when they say, can I go to the bathroom rather than may I go to the bathroom, under these circumstances, you've got a system out of control.
Schultz says many child aliens languish so long in detention because most have no lawyer, even in a few cases, toddlers, something that has shocked Senator Dianne Feinstein.
We had a case of a Thai baby that was used, rented out by the grandmother to drug pushers who, in order to simulate, you know, a happy family, would travel with this baby.
The INS wanted to send the baby back to his family in Thailand, but Feinstein worried he'd be sold off again and intervened. Feinstein is co-sponsoring legislation that would allow for an appointed guardian for a child and set up a system to provide a lawyer.
We believe that there are substantial organizations that would be willing to provide most of this pro bono.
As of March 1st, the INS was merged into Homeland Security, but responsibility for illegal child aliens was transferred to the Department of Health and Human Services. It was a major shift, and a good one, according to Wendy Young of the Women's Commission for Refugee Women and Children. She notes that agency already deals with settling refugees, as well as with foster care and homeless children.
They're staffed in a way to deal with children's rights and children's needs. They have a philosophy that really embraces child welfare principles. In addition to that, they also don't have that fundamental conflict of interest that the Immigration Service had when they were taking care of kids. What I mean by that is the INS, at the same time, was acting as the child's jailer, prosecutor, and parent.
Health and Human Services has promised to move more child aliens to foster care facilities. Assistant Secretary Wade Horn says officials are also touring detention centers across the country to see whether they're up to standard.
Now, they may be appropriate for some kids and not appropriate for other children. I mean, some children do need secure detention facilities, but most of the children in this program do not. And so what we're trying to do is make sure we have the capacity to be able to provide the appropriate arrangement for children given their individual needs.
One immigration official who worked with juveniles at the INS welcomes the change, but cautions that many child aliens in foster care have run away before their asylum cases could be decided. Providing more foster homes and shelter space also will take more money, and so far there's no sign of that. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.